Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Bored with your fit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know you hear me say it all the time. I don't know if you're doing it, but you hear me saying it all the time. And I'm good with that. Anyway, hope you had a great Resurrection Day. You know, for our Jewish friends, hopefully you were still having... Passover. And you know, I asked a Jewish friend of mine, I said, look, I'm not trying to be goofy or stupid or anything else. I mean, really, seriously, is Happy Passover the proper, I don't know, the proper way of doing it? And she said, oh, yeah. Because, you know, hey, listen, we got our freedom from slavery, right? I said, oh, yeah. Isn't it cool, though? Because I always was told... You know, according to the left, that the United States, America, the ones that, invented slavery. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. A lot happening, a lot going on in the news, as you know. The mask mandate was blown out. Finally got a judge that had two brain cells to rub together. And they decided that, hey, listen, you can't do it. It's not based on science. Go CDC overstepped, right? I mean, it's just the whole thing. The White House steps in and says, well, you know, the federal court ruling Monday to void the Biden administration's mask mandate for travelers using public transportation, such as trains and airplanes, was obviously a disappointing decision. In light of the Centers for Disease Control Prevention recommending its order for passengers to wear face coverings, it's a line of crock. The order came because the White House went, hey, you guys, you better keep this mask mandate in place. Because think of this: when they're in line at the airport, right, you're lined up to board on the plane, you have to maintain 6 feet. How does that work? How come you have to maintain 6 feet? In line, but once you get on the plane, you're touching each other at the shoulders. Right? Federal judge on Monday voided the Biden administration's transportation mask mandate from the CDC, which applies to people as young as 2 years old. It had been set to expire a number of times. The order was recently extended to May 3rd before Monday's ruling. Now, the CDC recommended continuing the order for additional time for 2 weeks to be able to assess the latest science. Listen, they've had plenty of time to assess this. This is nothing new. Will they just wake up over the weekend and go, oh, gosh, this ends on Friday. We need to fix this. Really? So anyway, they want 2 more weeks to assess it. I'm sorry, you've had enough time. And they want to check into the science in keeping with the responsibility to protect American people. What science? What science are you using? Explain it to us, stupid people. This is obviously a disappointing decision, as according to Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit. The ruling from the U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Kimball Mitchell came in a case brought by Florida federal court by Health Freedom Defense Fund and frequent air travelers Anna Daza and Sarah Pope. Hey, look, you got to do what you got to do to make these things. It's what I've been telling you forever. Do what you got to do to make these things happen. Now, Judge Mitchell determined that the mandate violated the Administrative Procedure Act by being outside the scope of the CDC's authority. About time. It was arbitrary and capricious and not going through the required notice and comment period for federal rulemaking. Oh, wait a minute. The judge wants you actually to follow the rules that were set down by Congress? We'll have none of that. Thank you very much. It remains to be seen whether the administration will appeal the decision. Yeah, because they want to spend more of your taxpayer money. Fox News' Peter Ducey pressed Psaki during the press briefing on Monday, asking, why is it that we can sit here in the White House briefing room with no masks, but people can't sit on an airplane cabin with no masks? You ready for this? Psaki responded by citing the CDC's green, yellow, and red mask guidance to determine precautions to take based on specific COVID-19 community levels. She explained that Washington, D.C. is a green zone. So the CDC is not recommending that. Gee, I wonder why Washington is a green zone. You know, up until recently, even with the green zone status, they were pushing, the mayor was pushing masks everywhere in D.C. So apparently she didn't get the green zone memo. White House Press Secretary also stated the Biden administration is reviewing the decision and added that the Justice Department will make any determination about litigation. Right. Nobody is making determinations other than Obama and team. We already know this, right? Any question? Psaki added the administration had ordered a 2-week extension to look at the data and make recommendations based on the data. Again, why don't they already have it? What is their problem? Seriously. Last week, the CDC extended the mandate for an additional 15 days because there was an uptick in cases. How many of these people are ending up in the hospital? That's what I want to know. Who really? I mean, you hear about more people testing positive. We're doing more testing. So why is that a shock? I don't know. Maybe Kimberly can help me out. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. It's your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Let me just bring her on because I'm going to have a lot of fun with her tonight. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and love talking about some of the crazy things. Kimberly, you've got to be excited here. Finally, a judge with two brain cells are rubbed together decided that the mask mandate has made absolutely no sense based on real science, not made up as you go science.
Well, didn't you base it on law?
Yeah, but she said there was no basis for it either, one of the things.
Oh, okay, because I was like, didn't she base it on law?
Yeah.
I mean, I know she based it on they overreached. That it was an overreach, a government overreach, which was what my stance always was as well. But, yeah, no, I think it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. I mean, not that I've been flying, especially now that it's so expensive, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, finally,
someone somewhere in this freaking country has some goddamn, common sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if that word's banned, sorry.
No, I don't think it got beeped up, but it's okay, we'll deal with it. We've heard worse from Oblamo and a few others over the years, that's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it was great because, again, going through the, you're right, she said it was overreach. But don't you love what the left has gone after her now, right? You're a tool.
Yes.
Sam Stein applying that the female judge who made the airport ruling is too young and unqualified. Oh, my God.
So you have a woman who is qualified, who, it's exactly the type of career thing the left has always said, women deserve glass ceiling, blah, blah, blah. And now they're bashing her because she ruled properly against what they want. Because, it's feelings and emotions for them. They're personally attacking her over a ruling they don't like. Even though it's an accurate and proper ruling, they don't like it because they disagree with it. They're such... I'm trying to think of the word.
Listen, she's only 35 years old. What could she know? She's not that... You could see some of these comments. I think they're hilarious.
Oh, right? They are. Yes, they are.
But I bet you she can define what a woman is. What do you think?
Pretty sure she probably can. Maybe something happens to you after you turn a certain age that you can't if you're on the left.
I love this stuff. I really do love this stuff because it just shows you they're so easily triggered, right? I mean, it's so easy to get them to go crazy. And the responses to some of these things, not just Sam Stein, but other ones who are just eating her up for, and not just being too young, but obviously being of the right leaning. It's like, why does it have to be the right leaning? I'll give you, she's probably of the correct leaning, right?
Yeah. Correct as in constitutionally correct.
Yep. God bless.
Because they're used to judges being left-wing activists from the bench. We have way too many of those. So anytime you notice this, you know what? This is typical with the left. If a judge actually rules per the Constitution, which is what they're supposed to do, they attack them personally. They don't attack the ruling. They attack them. They don't attack the law or the Constitution or even precedent that's been set. They attack personally. That's what they do. That's what the left always does. They attack personally because they know they've lost and they have no argument. They do that on everything.
Well, that's
everything.
They make you nervous. They try to make you flinch. They try to make you back off, right? Because most people would stop and go, oh, my God, did I say something wrong or am I off on this one? You know that's what happens. People get scared very easily, you know?
Yep.
So did you see Joey B's new handlers?
The Easter Bunny. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I saw that. And the Easter Bunny didn't just pull him aside. The Easter Bunny, was in his face waving at him.
Yes. Yes.
Like an air traffic, the guys out waving the plane. I was like, what?
Yo, here I am. I'm right. Joe, look at me. I'm right here.
Oh, and whoever was inside, I think it was Ron Klain, to be honest.
Who?
His chief of staff. Ron Klain, his chief of staff.
Well, they said in one of the bunny outfits was one of the assistant, press people. Okay. But if you look at him, even when she waves him off or it waves him off, he goes over to another group of people, and he's looking around like, is this where I'm supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing?
Oh, right? Did you see when Jill Biden was reading a book with him?
No, but I heard about it.
There was a few different things. So he's like, they told me I can't read. I can't read the story. And so she let him read a couple things. And
no,
I think
she said, read. Yeah. Oh,
she said to him at one point, just sit. Just sit. And then when they were on the balcony where that, you know, everybody always, I think it's the beginning of it or whatever, they kick it off. He says, Happy Easter. And then she's like, wave. She had to tell him, wave. I'm like, what the? This
Watch
is
it.
Insanity. It's insanity. Like, we literally have an old demented Muppet in the White House who has to be held, have his hand held and directed for every single thing he does. Literally, like every little movement, word, action. Because they know he's going to screw something up.
But, you know, here's the funny thing. You got Dianne Feinstein, that there's many, many, many Dems right here in California right now saying she needs to resign. She's not there anymore. She's mentally not with us anymore, yada, yada, yada. And yet, here you got this guy who's standing at the podium last week shaking hands with imaginary people. Come on.
That's what cracked me up. I saw that, was it last week? And I'm like, wait a minute. The Democrats are saying they want Dianne Feinstein out because she's mentally incapacitated, but yet they're the same exact Democrats that pushed for Biden to be elected. And he's clearly mentally incapacitated and has been, and was during the entire campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you know what it is. Well, they knew that Joe could get, I don't know what they knew, mail-in ballots, you know, kind of bought that.
Yeah, they worked that out, didn't they?
Yeah, they worked that out. They made sure that worked out. I find it really completely amusing. I think they probably just want to replace Feinstein with some younger, left-wing, extreme lunatic.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Chewing that for I got a lot more to talk about. When we come back, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine as feared. The Kremlin has said its main goal is to capture the Donbas region after it failed to capture Ukraine's capital. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russia has beefed up its resources and reinforced tactical groups.
We can't say specifically where all these battalions, these tactical groups are going, but we have seen over the last few days that they've added now more than 10 to what they already had there in that part of the country.
According to officials, at least 7 people were killed in Russian airstrikes on the western city of Lviv, a city that's been considered a place of relative safety for those fleeing other parts of the country. Wall Street closed slightly lower coming off the holiday. The Dow was down 39.5 points. The Nasdaq lost 19. The S&P 500 was essentially flat. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Don't forget your host on the 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. Some of you watching me, you know, I've got, like I said, I've got TV over my shoulder, and I look for the, you know, breaking news kind of stuff, right? So, breaking news is that the mayor of New York is deflecting the uptick in violence as not his fault, right? You know, and basically what it boils down to is if the they got to listen carefully and don't make sure you got nothing in your mouth because you're going to throw up. If the Republicans simply would have voted for the Build Back Better, there would be more police on the street, and all would be good. Utopia would set in New York City. Now this I don't know if it's a delusion or an actual lie, right? But the delusion is, didn't they take almost $1 billion total away from police and policing programs in New York?
Mm-hmm.
What has that got to do with Republicans? Kimberly Marin joins us as she does every week. I mean, the lie, they do it so naturally. It almost comes to them as naturally as breathing comes to us, don't they?
That's all they have, Joe. They have to lie. I can't remember the last time a Democrat actually told the truth. Can you?
No, and look, I was going to do the story later, but I'll do it with you now because you'll have some fun with it. Senator Warren predicts that the Dems are heading for big losses if we don't start giving away more stuff.
What?
You heard me. So Warren has decided that, you know, oh my God, we're gonna lose. You know, she's sounding the alarm. We're gonna lose big if we don't start delivering more. Right?
And their idea of delivering free stuff.
Oh, they want, you know what it is. They want to wipe out college debt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, give more people guaranteed salary. All these things they want to do. And she wants you to turn it into overtime. You know, she wants you to start beating this stuff up quick.
Go ahead. You go for it, Dems. Go for it. Do it. I triple dog dare you to push all that crap through.
I know. Isn't it amazing? You know?
I don't know where they get their poll numbers from, right? But a majority, I have not seen anywhere where anyone talks about the free college crap where a majority of people are saying, yes, let's do it. It's a minority of people who want that done, probably people, actually even people I know who owe it, don't say that. But a majority of people who didn't go to college or paid off their student loan already, they're not going for that. Why am I paying for your student loans when I didn't go to college? Or why am I paying for your student loans when I paid for mine already, or I paid mine off, or I didn't have any?
Right.
That's a majority of the country. It's a small minority of little socialist wannabes who want all the stuff, all the free stuff.
So
the Democrats don't seem to get that.
Oh, no, they're brain dead. Listen, Warren argued that Democrats are the best positioned to understand the economic realities of vulnerable Americans, right? Listen, wait a minute. This is coming from a president who's got a couple, four more than million-dollar mansions. Warren herself is ridiculously rich. Pelosi, yep. Ridiculously rich. I mean, should we keep going? I mean, seriously, they have no clue of what it's like to be poor.
They have no idea what it's like to live in the working or middle classes. They have zero idea. Lizzie Warren was living in a mansion in Cambridge, and you know how expensive that is.
Oh, yeah.
And she was getting paid $350,000 a term for one class. Give me a break. She's the reason it's so expensive, not just the federal government.
Well, she wants him... she wants Biden to pass a lot of his failed legislature or the stuff that he didn't bring forward. But, Lizzie, I don't know if you know how government works, but he's not supposed to bring anything forward. You guys are supposed to bring it forward. So if you got the spine to do it, bring it forward. Let's watch what happens.
Does she even have a bill? She wants to put it all on him. She wants him to do some executive order. But is there a bill to wipe out college debt?
I think they were toying with it in the Build Back Better, but I don't think it made it in there.
Huh.
Right?
Okay, you coward. Go ahead and you make that bill that says we wipe out all student loan debt.
Yeah.
And what they don't realize is that debt still has to be paid. It doesn't matter that you wipe it out for one person, because the people that end up paying it are the taxpayers, everybody else. So it's not like it just disappears into thin air. Someone's paying it. It's just not the people who chose to get it. Oh my God! I wish they would.
I love sitting in the orbit like this, right? So she says, like many Americans, I'm frustrated by our failure to get big things done. See, you passed a $1 trillion bill, you moroni. What do you mean you get big things done? She said, things that are badly needed and very popular with the Americans. Well, what Americans is she talking about? Right? South Americans? Because I don't know about here. She said, Republican politicians obstruct many efforts to improve people's lives, and many swear loyalty to the big lie.
God.
Are you with me? I mean,
she's the big lie.
I'm seriously. They are so ideologically tied to what they believe. It is the end all. It is truly a religion for them. I don't care what anybody says.
It's a cult.
They don't care what the numbers say. It's a religion for them.
I don't know who's giving them the numbers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or are they just ignoring the numbers they're given? They got to have, you got to have some kind of honest polling or somewhat honest polling, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you can't just believe whatever these moronic Democratic strategists tell you, because they want to win. So why would you keep pushing someone that it's only popular with extreme leftists? And that's a minority in this country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, she said time is running short. We need to finalize budget reconciliation deals, making giant corporations pay their share to fund vital investments in combating climate change, lowering costs for families, which can advance with only 50 Senate votes. So we want to skirt through the tough issues and slide them by. Oh, God. I'm trying to be nice.
Democrats are so... Democrats are so... out of touch with everything that's going on with actual Americans, that other than them trying to push COVID and do mail-in ballots again across the country and basically, cheat again, I don't see how any of them went, win unless they literally spend billions of dollars. Then I could understand it, because I've already seen where they spend a ton of money, lie about the Republican, lie about their own selves, and then they win because people are dumb. Or duped, whatever.
Well, wait a minute. You went down this road, so let's talk about how out of touch Democrats are, right? Donna Brazile, Democrat strategist, she told ABC's News this week that Republicans are running on fumes. Democrats are running on an economy that's roaring back, that it's fighting inflation, that it's helping the Ukrainians. And then we heard a noise that they're not used to hearing. The Democrats are going to run. seriously. You can't smoke enough dope to have this make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I saw that today, too. I was trying to find it. I hope she did. I had hoped she was doing it on Twitter, but apparently she didn't. I just don't think they know what to do. You know what I mean? Because the Biden administration has been such a huge failure, the biggest failure in U.S. history, in my opinion, and probably others. People are done with this.
Worse than Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Look at the numbers.
And a lot of people are already done with this Ukraine thing.
Yeah.
People are finally realizing this is a war between Russia and Ukraine. This has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with even the rest of Europe. But if Europe wants to pony up the money and military weapons, feel free. It's nothing to do with us. And it seems like it's just a distraction. On top of it, they're wasting more of our money while we're all suffering here. And because the U.S. is getting involved, there's other things that are going to happen that are bad as a result.
Right, they're going to be ignored. Yep.
Right, like the wheat, like oil, like, you know, because the Muppet in the White House doesn't change things here.
Well, as much as I don't like the guy, I will give him credit for this. Chris Christie jumped in, looked at her, laughed, and said, "You've got to be kidding me." And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Jump with Steve, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Yeah, like I said, you've got to give him a little bit of credit. Christie's sitting there going, are you serious? $5 gallon gasoline? 8.5% inflation?
People reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
A frequent flyer on the Independence Gang when we're not banned on Twitter. I mean, on
YouTube.
But there are other places, Rumble and other places. And conservative INV on Twitter. I can't even spell it.
No, I mean, you're right. YouTube, I'm kind of... Actually, I'm giving up on all of them. I just post stuff up there when it shows live and that's it. I do not work it or play with it or anything like that because it's not worth it. With a snap of a finger, you're gone. You're done. You know, and there's no fight. There's really no fight. Look, do I have it open? I don't. Okay. What is that? Instagram, right? So
yes.
You'll appreciate this. I put up a friend of mine had a tent. His Italian family was in the tent on Easter Sunday. You know, and all this other stuff, and they were kind of making fun of Grandma, and I'm like, you better watch it, because I'll get the wooden spoon out, start slapping you around with it, or, you know, hitting you with it.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, right? It's a giggle. Anybody who grew up knows exactly what that means. So yeah. What did I get? I got a warning from Instagram. It says, you go against, your post goes against our community guidelines against violence and inciting violence. I'm going, are you guys for real? Did anybody actually read this?
No, I've gotten banned. Like, remember, the same people who own Facebook own Instagram. So, I've gotten banned for saying, jokingly saying, like I was going to shank some with my unicorn horn. Got banned for 30 days for that.
Well, listen, you know, considering that unicorns are real, you could be a unicorn. So, yeah, that could be considered violence. I got that.
Yeah. So something just came across my screen, and I gotta share it with you.
Go ahead, go for it.
So you know I think we might have even talked about it. Libs of TikTok.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that on Twitter?
I think it's a yes. Go ahead.
All it is. So for people who don't know what it is, it's on a Twitter. It's a Twitter. Whatever. I can't even think of what we're called on Twitter, but they have they have all just videos and things that actual leftists post.
Right.
So all they're doing is basically aggregating all kinds of stuff from libs on TikTok. Right. It's mostly what it is, but other places, and they were like thrown off Twitter last week or something because they were posting offensive comment or something, and so they were thrown off, and came back on. You know, they got back on because everybody's like, "Wait a minute, they're just posting actual what real people say." So then there's this skank Washington Post reporter. Her name is Taylor Lorenz. She is exposing the woman who's anonymous that runs Libs of TikTok. And you know why she's doing that? Because she wants to make that woman's life a miserable living hell. Because
right.
That's what the left does. This is the same Taylor Lorenz, apparently, who was whining and crying about being harassed online because something that happened. She kept getting harassed or whatever because of her stories or something, and she whined and cried about that, but yet she likes to dox people and harass people and get them doxed and harassed.
Well, come on. Again, you and I have talked about this a million times. They are so self-unaware. They don't see what comes off of their, you know, out of their mouth. They don't really, I'm not so sure they really get it. They really believe so much in what they're doing, they don't see the difference between the two. And maybe it is, they see themselves as so righteous, so self-righteous, that really nothing they do is wrong. Just like those people, black folks who say blacks can't be racist. Well, yeah, actually, yes, they can.
Yeah, they can. Anybody can be racist. It doesn't matter the color of your own skin.
That's right. You know?
But this is exactly it. This is a leftist who whined about being bullied or harassed online for her crappy stories. And now, but she's been doxing people and doing all kinds of stuff to people on a regular basis. And she's about to do it again to a woman who probably I'm just bringing you videos that belong to someone else. This person isn't making them. They barely comment on them. it's all just videos that are being posted up there. It's really, really, really awful. I can't even believe that. No, I can't believe it. I mean, they're such hateful. Intolerant people.
It gets better. You ready for this one? You got a Melissa. Alyssa Milano. Is that it again? Did you hear about this one?
God, what did she? I forget. I commented and I can't remember. She said something stupid again.
She has been triggered by the phrase "Take care of your mother when I'm gone." So she said, "Can we please stop saying to our sons things like?" Now this is a man's dying wish. Right? Can we please stop saying things to our sons like, take care of your mother when I'm gone? This is, it's really insinuating that women can't take care of ourselves. And it's a bunch of BS. Now, leave it to a hardcore lefty loon to think that that's exactly what that means. Right?
Yes.
Most moms don't have a problem with that. You wouldn't have a problem if your husband said that to your son in his dying moments, would you?
No. I did comment on that. Well, you couldn't really comment because she blocks her replies.
Yep.
But I did, like, share, and I was like, that's not what this insinuated at all. She's got to stop. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to make... Why do they have to make everything more than what it means? You know what I mean? It's just a simple, nice thing that somebody will say. What is it? Is it my son? When I leave his house and he says, "Text me when you get home," is he insinuating that I might not get home properly because I'm a woman? I mean, for real.
That's a great point.
That's basically her illogical, left wing, lunatic mind working. That's exactly what it is. Because they're crazy. They're all crazy. They all have a serious mental disorder.
Look, this took women's empowerment to a whole different level, right? Would you agree with that? I mean, you know, years ago, maybe you needed a little bit of that, saying, look, women are equal to men. I know that there was a lot of stuff going on that really, truly demeaned women. But not to this degree, number one. Number two is a woman like her takes this all the way to... It's just wrong the way they do it. You know?
Okay, so I just want to put this out there. Years and years ago, like at the beginning of when this country began, women had to take care of themselves because their husbands were gone.
Yeah.
So women and the sons, because the sons weren't part of the family, you know, helping the family. Women shot. Women knew how to shoot. Women knew how to do all the stuff around the house and the farm because they had to. So, and then we became weenies somehow in between. We became weak little flowers somewhere in between. And then they became feminazis.
See, I would never worry about people like you and my wife and a few others, you know. And it's not even a matter of, you know what, if I'm walking out to the car with something or we're going to the airport, I would carry my wife's bags, not because she can't do it on her own, but it's just the right thing to do. Why not do it if I can pull it off?
Wait, you carry your wife's bags?
I'd carry her books if we were going to school together.
I mean, it's just... You know, they just have to make everything miserable. That's all it is.
They're not happy unless they're miserable. Or they're not really miserable unless somebody else is miserable with them, I guess.
That's what it is. They're always miserable because they see negative in every single thing. And they have to make a big deal out of every single thing that isn't necessary. So they're always negative. They're always miserable. So you're right. They just want to include everyone else in them.
So this is a Kimberly response, right? So one person responds, it's also putting a lot of pressure on a child. I totally agree with you. And then another Twitter person responding to that tweet says, oh, yeah, why pressure this kid when he should be in school learning about putting condoms on bananas and watching transsexual women expose their privates during reading time?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I love people.
This puts too much pressure on puts too much pressure on a young kid, but we can let that kid decide whether he wants to get his genitals chopped off.
Yes, yes. We call them family jewels around here.
Oh, family jewels, okay. Family jewels.
Oh, look at some of these feminazis going on. We teach boys that they're supposed to be in charge of everything. No?
Who does that?
No, it's a lifelong source of stress on the top of being a bit sexist, don't you think? Because girls have never been given this instruction. Oh, no, I beg to differ. Even in the last couple of decades, girls have given the instruction that, hey, you don't do what they tell you to do, you do what you want to do. Oh,
right?
That music. Yeah, I don't think you subscribe to that other thing. Anyhow, where did they find
you
again?
Hey, I used to babysit, so I was of GraniteGrop.com, Independence Gang, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure, Kimberly. Have a great rest of the week. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.